Israel Folau's Code of Conduct hearing will resume this morning, but Rugby Australia says it doesn't expect a decision today. The Wallabies star is fighting the termination of his playing contract after he made homophobic social media posts. A three-person independent panel has already sat through 15 hours of argument. It's possible the hearing could go to a fourth day. This hearing and the outcome is being closely watched by professional sports people and sporting codes around the world. Aidan Clark is a former All Black and CEO of Pacific Rugby Players. That's an organisation that provides support for Fijian, Samoan and Tongan rugby players around the world. He joins us this morning from Hawk's Nest in New Zealand. Aidan Clark, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So Israel Folau's future remains up in the air. He faces another day of hearings over his alleged breach of the Code of Conduct for Australian Rugby Union. As the CEO of Pacific Rugby Players, how do you regard Israel Folau's social media comments? What did you think of them?
Oh, look, from our perspective, we definitely don't condone the way that he's got around expressing his beliefs. This is very much an employment issue. It's regarding breach of contract and how he's expressed his beliefs. But we're full believers that, you know, people are in their own right able to live and live their lives and be individuals that they like to.
And that's where the tension seems to come in. A number of other Pacific Islander players now have been drawn into this controversy, either because they liked Israel Folau's post or they've expressed similar opinions. Some of them are now saying their faith is who we are and rugby is what we do. From your point of view, as from the player organisation supporting Pacific Rugby Players, is that a common sense that their faith is who they are, their rugby is what they do?
Yeah, well, in Pacific Island communities, faith is a huge part of everyday life. And from our perspective, this is about, and our role is to ensure that players are being responsible around what messages that they're sharing and how they're expressing their beliefs in social media and in other platforms. So I can tell you that the players are actually very confused and quite torn at the moment about, do they support their faith and someone like Israel, or do they show the respect that's deserved? And really, it comes back to sometimes even the players at the moment are unaware of exactly what's going on and often making some sort of comments that are shooting from the hip.
Yeah.
That sometimes they probably regret a little.
In this case, Israel Folau and some of the other players have said they won't apologise for their beliefs. And so for them, it's come down to a sense that their freedom of religion is being impeded here, and they can't, you know, bear that. What do you say to them when they say that? Because as you said at the beginning, you see this as an issue of contract, don't you?
Yeah, very much so. And I think even in that case there with Taniala, is he quite possibly thought that Samu was encouraged to make an apology for expressing his religious beliefs by his employer. We know definitely that wasn't the case, and it very much was off Samu's own back and because of the experienced rugby player and individual that he is. So this comes back to really the challenge for us at the moment is making sure that all the players are understanding what this is all about. It's not an attack on their beliefs or their faith. It really is an employment and a contract issue.
So in this case, Israel Folau expressed his faith, expressed the views that he's come to with his faith, but he expressed them in breach of his contract, and he knew that. Do many of the players you spoke to acknowledge that and accept that and understand that there's a difference between what they may think and believe and what they are allowed to say while they're currently employed by whatever rugby union organisation it is?
Yeah, across the board, look, the players are acutely aware of their roles as mentors and as leaders within the community, and also they are aware of their employment obligations. So as a whole, a lot of the players do understand exactly what the issue is here. But, you know, and it is even really a tough challenge for us when we're dealing with the young pre-elite and new professional players, just around educating exactly the implications that these types of messages can have within the wider community.
So Rugby Australia says our game is a game for all, and that's what's reflected in the code. There's not a lot of openly gay rugby union players in Australia, but from your point of view, do the people you represent, the Pacific Islander footballers, do they appreciate that and do they respect that, that it's a game for all? I mean, would they be happy to play with openly gay rugby players?
Well, very much so. Rugby is a game for everybody. I know, and you know, at these times I speak with the players across the globe and also get some references from the Pacific Island community. There's discussions within the Pacific Island communities and at church at the moment around what are the positive ways that they can express their faith and their beliefs. And very much so, you're obviously going to get different opinions from different individuals, but the rugby players are very much about an inclusive environment and welcoming everybody into the game.
So if given the what you say is what you're trying to do, which is help the players understand the terms of their contract, what they can do and can't do under social media, how they can align their faith with their public comments, what did you think of the intervention of former Wallaby great, Willie Ofengawi, who defended Israel Folau, saying that he's got every right to exercise his freedom of speech and religion? Does that help? Have you spoken to Willie?
No, I haven't. And like I said, there's difference in opinions right across the world at the moment. It is a hugely challenging time, and one in this case is probably going to be a landmark situation where it's probably going to shape exactly how we deal with these issues in the future. At the moment, all we can do is control what we can, and that's really around educating the players around making smart decisions, and that's across all the board. You know, we have had in the past social media instances around drinking or women or other situations, and this is yet another.
Do you also educate them around what the impact of these sorts of comments can have? I mean, we had a former Australian rugby player, gay player, Ian Roberts, the other night, reminding people that, you know, young homosexual, young LGBTI kids, you know, are affected by comments like this and deeply affected, and can lead to depression, it can lead to suicide. Do you have those conversations with the players?
Yes, we do. And that's been recognised with a fair few players as well. Look, there's diversity reflected all through the Pacific Island community, just like there is any others. So, you know, on whole, the players are aware of the impact that they have and the role that they play as professionals that are looked up to by young people. So, look, we're not always going to get it right. And like I said, this is a very touchy situation where we sort of let it go through the process within Australia. Mm-hmm. And then in behind that, we've just got to do better at educating everybody.
And Aidan, if Israel Folau is sacked at the end of all this, do you think there'll be a backlash from other players?
I'm not sure of that at the moment. I wouldn't be able to comment really until obviously they go through that process. The players at the moment are very much torn, probably sitting back and watching and observing and really just asking for clarity. And because, yeah, they're not looking to damage anybody or to insult anybody, but really also want to be themselves.
Aidan Clark, thanks very much.
No problem at all. Thank
Aidan you. Clark, former All Black and CEO of Pacific Rugby Players. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8:45.